From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox, in for Farai Chidea, who is on vacation. It's the silent killer in the black community, and folks just don't want to talk about it. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, African Americans make up nearly half of the roughly 1 million Americans living with HIV/AIDS. Young adults account for much of the rising number of infections, especially black teenagers. The CDC estimates that more than half of the young people diagnosed with HIV between the ages of 13 and 24, that's roughly 14% overall, are black. In recognition of the 7th anniversary of National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, News and Notes decided to talk to those who are most affected, the youth. Our two guests are both HIV positive. Now they work to stop the spread of the disease among their peers. One is Christopher Barnhill, an HIV/AIDS youth advocate in the D.C. area. Another is Marvelyn Brown, a 22-year-old spokesperson for the HIV/AIDS magazine PAS. Marvelyn discovered she was positive at the age of 19, but decided her status would not be a death wish, but a mission.
I never voluntarily went to go get an HIV and AIDS test. I was actually sick in the hospital and diagnosed with pneumonia. At that time, I had been given an HIV and AIDS test as a result to save my life. I had been given a CT scan, MRI, spinal taps, and they did not know anything that was going on. And my information about HIV and AIDS and being in the South, I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee, I decided that I wanted to educate people because I didn't want no one to have to go through what I went to, learning that I was HIV positive at 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. Christopher, how did you find out?
Well, mine's a kind of rather unique story. I found out at 16 at a random health fair in the D.C. area, but how I say my story is unique. I actually, my birth mother died of AIDS, and I did not know about my status up until the time I was 16. So it's kind of been kept secret amongst those who knew in my family. But I took a random HIV test and found out that I was positive and found out that I was actually born with the virus.
Mm. Now, Marvelyn, yours, was it a sexually transmitted disease? Is that how you got it?
Yes, I did contract HIV through sex.
Well, what has been the reaction and what was the reaction of your family and your close friends when you and they discovered that you both were HIV? Marvelyn, you first.
My family and friends, main thing, they were not educated about it. So they didn't know how to treat me or what to do. I did lose a lot of close friends that I had. I actually lost one friend who was pregnant, and it shocked me because she really thought that I had to sleep around, you know, as if I got the H from this guy, the I from this guy, the V from this guy, and they all came together and gave me HIV. She couldn't see, you know, that she was pregnant, and she could have just as easily been in my shoes.
Mm-hmm. Christopher, what was the reaction from your close friends and family?
Not all of my family knows. We don't really associate that much because of the situation. But I would say with friends, when I was in high school, I think it was my senior year in high school, I did coordinate World AIDS Day at my school, and I told my whole school that I was HIV positive. And it was amazing for me to actually do it because I didn't know what was going on and through my head when I did it. But it was amazing that the students were much more supportive than the faculty. The faculty had a huge problem with me being HIV positive. A lot of them were thinking that I was like Ryan White and people was going to withdrew me from school and it was going to be 1982 all over again. And it was like, it's not like that, you know.
Really? This is at your school? The faculty
reacted? Yeah, this is at
reacted.
My high school. Well, they never said it to me directly, but just through the grapevine from other faculty who I was close with told me that, yeah, the faculty had a problem. And it really made me feel like, I mean, it needed to be done. I was the first to actually coordinate World AIDS Day in my whole high school. That was unheard of in the school that I went to.
You know, young people think that they are invincible sometimes. And when you both go out to speak to these various schools and universities, do you find that the students are interested in what you have to say, Marvelyn?
Yeah, I do think they're very interested because it is something that they're not used to seeing. You know, someone their age that's actually living with HIV, it is unheard of to them. A lot of people are very uninformed about the virus.
Well, what kinds of questions do they ask you?
Oh, I get asked a lot of questions, but the main one they always ask me is, do I still have sex, believe it or not?
Really? And what do you tell them?
I'm completely honest. I never stopped is what I tell them. You know, my life didn't stop with my HIV diagnosis. It truly begun.
Really? But it changed, obviously.
Of course, you know, it changed, but I really feel like it changed in a good way because it did, you know, move a lot of negative people and a lot of negative energy out of my life, and I started living for me.
Christopher, what kinds of questions and encounters do you get from people who have found out that you are HIV positive and have been your entire life?
One thing that they do ask me is, like, the question, do I still have sex? And the other question they always ask me is, do I tell everybody that I date? And I tell them, yeah, I be honest with everybody. I don't have nothing to hide because I'm not letting HIV destroy me or make me feel like I should hide from something. So I just tell them the truth. Now, there are questions that I don't respond because, you know, I like to keep certain things to myself. But their main question is just wondering, do I tell my partners if I'm HIV positive? And a lot of them can't understand how I was born with HIV and I lived with it for so long, for 16 years of my life.
Mm-hmm. You know, Marvelyn, you recently were on the Oprah show and you told her that even when you tell men that you are HIV positive, that they still don't want to use protection. Of course, you insist that they do. I can imagine that young people who are sexually active are really concerned about the behavior, let's put it that way, when they are intimately involved. And how are you able to convince young people that there are things that they need to do in order to protect them?
I mean, you have to protect yourself. You cannot expect anyone else to do it for you. I mean, a lot of people look at me and they still don't think I'm HIV positive. They always ask me, you know, how did you get that gig? And at first I didn't understand what gig was, being from the South. And when I put it together as being a job, I was like, no, you know, this is real life. This is me. You know, I am living with HIV.
Well, you know, Christopher, we recently had a professor from the University of Chicago who conducted a huge study, you may have heard about it, on black youth between the ages of 18 and 25, and found in the study that a majority of those surveyed, in fact, do use protection all of the time or some of the time. So if we accept that finding as accurate, why do you think the number of HIV cases is still rising among young people?
Well, what I think is that I'm not saying that's false, but one thing that I do notice with my age group, that they don't want to actually tell the truth about them actually having unprotected sex because they feel as though people may look down on them. So they kind of get embarrassed when they ask you, are you using protection? And of course you're going to say, yeah, because you don't want no one to think that you are just like out there. And that's why most people will probably put yes in opposed to saying, no, I don't use protection all the time.
Do you think, I'll come to you first, Marvelyn, do you think that you would have been this conscientious with regard to HIV and AIDS were you not HIV positive?
Absolutely not. I really feel it took me to get HIV to want to learn about it and, you know, to further my education about it.
Christopher?
Well, with me, it's pretty much the same thing. Like, I didn't really know nothing about HIV. I barely knew what H stood for in HIV before I found out. But after I found out, you know, I was kind of like, well, I need to know this information because I'm living with this. I need to know how I can beat this, how I can move forward. So I educated myself, bought books, did online research, talked to people that I knew that were HIV positive that I met after I found out. So it was like I didn't know nothing about it.
You were both.
I didn't care to learn anything about it.
Right. I didn't care to learn about it either. I was like, it's not. I felt like it wasn't going to happen to me, even though I had it for so long.
Well, you know, you are both advocates now, and you primarily target people who are in your age group, your peers. What is the best way to get the message to these young folks that they need to pay attention to what you are talking about?
The main way to get the message to them is simple. It's go and get an HIV test. Whether you go to PAWS.com, whether you go to your library, wherever, further your information, because I really feel like if I was never sick and in the hospital, I never would have got an HIV test. And here it is, 3 years later, of me not knowing my HIV status, and that is the most scariest part of all. I guarantee you, if HIV can happen to me, if it can happen to Chris, it can happen to anyone. HIV does not discriminate. The H in HIV stands for human. It doesn't stand for anything else but human. So if you are human, it can happen to you. And we're not here to scare anyone, you know, to make them feel like, oh, man, they got it. I could get it. No, we're here to educate you and let you know it is, in this case, better to know your status than not to know it.
And is that the way that you approach it, Christopher, in terms of trying to get the message across?
Well, yeah. One thing I do say that I have a gift, and a gift, I have a ministry, and for those who know what I'm talking about, and my ministry is to educate the youth. I feel that me telling them about my status is really going to help them and help them see that, yeah, it can happen to me. Because, I mean, the age group that I do talk to is my age. I'm 19 now, but it's like using youth who are positive is definitely one good way to talk to you so they can say, oh, you know what? It can happen to me. I do need to wrap it up. I do need to get my HIV test because I love me. And that's what I strive to do. That's my mission in life, to make sure that youth are definitely getting tested for HIV because it's really serious out there.
It is definitely very serious. And thank you both for coming on and sharing your stories with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That again was Christopher Barnhill, an HIV/AIDS youth advocate in the Washington, D.C. area, and Marvelyn Brown, a community outreach coordinator for the HIV/AIDS magazine, PAWS.